Say you're a volunteer at the London Olympics and a Korean tourist asks you a question.
화장실이 어디에 있어요?
But you don't speak Korean. Well, now with the new translator app created at Brigham Young University, you can use your smartphone for an instant translation.
Where is the toilet?
That's Giovanni Tata, the director of creative services at BYU and the head of this translation project.
Okay, so now I can talk into it. The bathroom is to the left.
He's demonstrating how the app works with Hua Li, one of the student volunteers who has translated, typed, and recorded phrases in different languages that would likely be used in an Olympic setting.
There are categories, so arrival and departure, business, postal service, sightseeing with children.
Li has translated hundreds of phrases for the project. In all, there are 6,000 phrases included in the app.
Are kids allowed, I say? 아이들도 데려가도 되나요? Visiting a village. So how many blah blah are there? And I would say 거기에 얼마나 많은 무엇 있습니까?
How do you say blah 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 in Korean?
If it's for a person, I would say 누구 누구. If it's for a place, I say 어디.
Lee is one of dozens of students on the BYU campus who have volunteered for this project. Giovanni Tata, who is originally from Italy, says it's important to have native speakers do the translations.
Because only a native speaker can give you the assurance that the phrase is correct. And if you're giving directions and commands, you have to make sure that you've conveyed the right message. Otherwise, you could create some confusion.
The app is intended for use by Olympic volunteers and also by emergency workers, so it's important that the message is conveyed accurately. Tata says the app builds off Google Translator, but takes it a step further.
Google Translate is a great tool. The only problem is that many times the translation is not quite accurate, and sometimes it's even funny.
The idea for the app originally came from the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints in England, who wanted to contribute to the Olympic volunteer effort. Tata says BYU is a natural fit. With students who've done missions all over the world, the school has been developing language tools for years, including a language learning app for the 2002 Olympics in Salt Lake City. Tata estimates there are 120 languages spoken on campus.
Amazingly enough, though, the language that we finished first was Chinese. We got a lot of Chinese speakers here on campus. And then Korean, and then Portuguese, and then, of course, Spanish. Now, in some languages, we only had one volunteer, so it's taking a lot longer to get all the phrases translated.
Tata says they're building the database as much as they can before the Olympics, but it will continue to grow as people add to it. If someone speaks a phrase that's not already in the database, that native speaker can confirm that the translation is correct, and then it's automatically added.
We see it as basically something like Wikipedia for translation. Okay, because the more people use it, the more people contribute to it, the better the product will get. And yes, initially it's maybe just for the Olympics, but eventually it could become a useful tool for people to travel all over the world.
In fact, Tata wants to use the app for his own trip to Egypt this summer.
I'll be one of the first users. When I go to Egypt, I can think about, you know, I know a little bit, but not enough. With this, I can be able to communicate.
The app is available for free on the Android and Apple platforms. Tata says it's a nonprofit venture for now, but that could change as it grows. Andrea Smartin, KUER News.